You're listening to SBS News.
In the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh, a woman rides an electric rickshaw back from a government hospital, her husband alongside her. She's asked if he has died. She replies, yes. His body is in her rickshaw because she couldn't find an ambulance to transport him home. For almost 2 weeks, India has recorded more than 300,000 cases a day. Sunday was the deadliest day yet, with a record 3,689 fatalities. The health system remains overrun. Senior cardiologist Dr. Manoj Kumar is one of many doctors doing what they can with limited resources.
The scarcity of logistics in the immediate COVID-19 situation across the country, the ongoing difficult and desperate situation in our country, oxygen supply and all the other necessary medical facilities should be provided to the people for their treatment.
In New Delhi, emergency supplies from overseas are trickling in. Oxygen generators and ventilators are being airlifted from as far afield as Germany, France and Uzbekistan. British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab has pledged an increase in his nation's assistance.
Well, we've stayed in close contact with the Indian authorities. I've been talking to Foreign Minister Jaishankar. We want to make sure we provide the help that they really need, so we're listening very carefully. So on top of the concentrators, the oxygen concentrators, the oxygen generators, we're now providing an additional 1,000 ventilators to support our Indian friends in their time of most need.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has faced considerable criticism for his handling of the pandemic. As cases rose, he hosted mass rallies, hoping to secure government for his BJP party in West Bengal's state elections. But efforts to dislodge popular Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee from power failed, with the incumbent taking home another landslide victory. Across the Atlantic, there's a similar dire situation in Latin America. Argentinian health workers say hospitals have reached full capacity, despite new restrictions to curb the spread. Paediatrician Carlos Camborian fears those measures aren't enough, with only 2% of the population fully vaccinated.
Today, the system does not support one more patient. Not one more patient. That's it. The water in our glass will start overflowing if this number of infections is sustained, not even if it increases. It is already overflowing, and it is going to overflow more and more. We can continue to extend measures every 15 days from here until 2 years from now if we don't do what needs to be done, which is to test and vaccinate. Test and vaccinate.
The benefits of vaccines are clear in Europe. In Spain, where a quarter of the population has received at least one dose, matadors in Madrid have been allowed to return to the bullring, playing to a crowd for the first time since the pandemic began. Italy is in a similar position, allowing coronavirus restrictions to ease. With much of the country now considered a lower risk yellow zone, beaches across the country were allowed to open, although the wet weather proved a strong deterrent to overcrowding. And in the United Kingdom, a silence forced by the virus came to an end. Liverpool has hosted a one-off music festival as part of an experiment examining the risk of holding major events. Around 5,000 people flocked to hear live music and were allowed to ignore social distancing and ditch their face masks.
What I will say is, you're going to have the best night you've had for a very, very long time.
But to enter, they had to display a negative COVID test and promise to get tested again 5 days later. Nevertheless, many were eager to experience a glimpse of life after COVID.
It's just been so good, it's so amazing. It's been too long.
It's just strange to see people with like no masks on and just like enjoying themselves.
It's joyous, isn't it? I mean, it's just incredible feeling. It feels remarkably normal, although it hasn't felt normal getting to here.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.